Hey, what's happening, Mavericks? Mike and Sophia here with the Maverick Podcast. We're here to serve up encouragement and the tools you need so you can take action and change your life forever. Are you ready? Let's do this.
It's time to do some warrior marketing.
It
Right?
is.
Let's get
it's,
you guys rocking.
We're so amped. We're stoked. We're camoed out. He's in camo. I'm in camo. He's even has a camo, what is it? Like coffee mug. Anyways,
oh, you know
we're
it.
Ready. We
are. I am geared.
We are. And first, before we jump into it, Mike, you have a little joke.
I do. It's an excellent one. And it's amazing because we thought about this, how interesting things are going with marketing. People are talking about, hey, should we be using AI? And that's why I pulled this one together. So I said, the marketer says, Alexa, can we use AI for our sales funnel? Alexa says, I found places that sell funnel cakes close to you.
I can't do, but I'm shooting. Ching, ching, ching.
Yeah, oh. And I can't do a really good Alexa voice, so I'm sorry. I apologize. But hey, today is the day to take action and change your life forever. Are you ready for this?
Heck yeah.
Yes.
You guys are ready. A lot of people are in cruise mode.
Right.
But you are not. You are ready to continue to build, continue to take steps forward. And we are amped that you're here with us.
Yes.
And we are going to before we talk about what Maverick or Warrior marketing is. We're going to talk about what it's not.
Exactly.
Real quick.
We want you to know this before we even rock.
In case you're like, oh, I thought that's what it was going to be. And then you can just jump off and go about your morning routine.
Wait, I'm being honest. Wait.
So yeah, what is the first thing? What is it not, babe?
So first, warrior marketing is not spending thousands, right, on ads in some way, shape, or form, because everybody's saying, yeah, don't go spending a ton of money on a big bold billboard, put out money on some type of a huge marketing campaign when you can save money and just put it on ads on social, or ads, even though they are a little bit pricey, on Google, Bing, this, that, and the other. Don't go doing that. That's the first thing we want to say.
Especially when you're hoping, you're like, oh, this is especially what we don't want you to do.
Right.
And what this is not about is you put out thousands of dollars in ads to figure out who resonates with your product or service.
Oh my.
Oh my gosh. If you don't know who yet, go back. We did this awesome branding series that will help you get your who worked out before you jump into spending any money on ads. All right.
Yes.
What else?
Right.
Is
do that. Do that. What's foundational first before you start trying to figure out who is you want to reach. The who is so important. It's important to know that before you do the ads. So let's get this right. Right. Don't go backwards. It is freaking backwards. So we want to make sure we save you from that drama. So number two, we're about not creating these short-sighted marketing campaigns that only are fueled by that whole the ad campaign that just dries up, right? And just shrinks up to nothing. Especially when you're putting all your money, you're investing something that's like, okay, we want to see a return, right? And because once the money's gone, it goes out, you put the money into those ads, you're done after they're done.
Yep, absolutely. Right? Absolutely, you guys. So it's definitely not about, just creating short-sighted. You dump a few thousand dollars into a marketing campaign. But then once those few thousand dollars are done, you don't have a plan on what to do with those people. What was the whole point? Was it just sales? It should never just be sales. So that is also what it's not. Short-sighted marketing campaigns. That's not what this series is about.
Yes, exactly right. Because all that does, you can go the distance, right, if you plan it out and plot out, what we like to call.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. We'll get to that. We'll get to it. I'm already trying to
jump
ahead. Come on.
I'm Let's get to what it's not, and then right we'll jump into what it is.
So the third thing, what it is not, is it's about blasting the look at me, the blah, 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 blah motion of putting out content or some type of ad or some type of get in people's faces, right, in front of them, and not really give them something of value. Mm-hmm. You're just saying, look at me. Let's market. Let's sell. Come buy and buy. Now. Right?
No, not gonna happen. That's not that. That's not what warrior marketing is. So now that you know what it's not, we are going to jump into what it is. Yes. So
let's switch. What? Shift gears.
Shift gears. Now we're going to jump into it. Today's is beefy, so we're going to jump right in. Yes. So want to read what warrior marketing is?
So I want to make this very clear. We wrote this out, thought it through. It has to be, right? The marketing and warrior style, it's tactical, right? Laser focused, results required. So focusing on that. And never give up content marketing. Never give up attitude when you're putting out your value, right? That's exactly what we want.
Because we're just going to say that this, what the strategy that we're going to be mapping out for you guys over the next 5 weeks, it's for those of you who are willing to put in the work. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I think why just focusing on ad-driven marketing is so popular because it doesn't take that much work. Mm-mm. You get someone to design you a couple ads, or you do it yourself. Mm. And then you just throw some money at it. It's a lot easier. I'll just say it's a lot easier than putting in the work over the long haul of really doing solid, consistent stuff, of which we're going to talk about. Yes. But I will say, it might seem easier to do the ad campaign strategy, but as we're going to get into it, we've been there and
we've had experienced. The hurt. We're going to get there. Now you're jumping ahead.
Sorry.
So we got four elements we want to touch on.
Yep.
Make sure we don't neglect this because this is key.
We're so excited. Can you tell? We're like stumbling. We want to get to, let's get to this.
Right.
Let's hold back. Let's follow the notes.
First things first is clarity. Do not jump into marketing without clarity first. There's so many people go, oh, but what if I tried that? Because they're kind of a competitor to us.
Yeah.
And what if we just kind of hacked them? And we've heard so many times, oh, let's just steal what they've got and do it, right? And implement it. And we can do it better. We know we can just nail it. If we could just get those clients in the door, boom, we're going to sell to them. Well, clarity. You need clarity before anything, any movement, right? And get that clarity by going through what we put out before. We put out several sessions, right? Several series, a few of them, to make sure you know who you're speaking to. You're dialed in so that you're not just throwing stuff up and hope it sticks.
Yeah.
Hope that someone's going to buy. Hope that someone's going to resonate.
Yeah. If you guys don't have clarity yet for who you want to really work with and who you want to build your marketing campaigns around, we can't encourage you enough to go do that first. It's the foundation. You're going to know without knowing who you want to market to and who your ideal client is specifically, you won't know how to design your campaign. You won't know what kind of verbiage, what kind of languaging, what kind of...
Right.
But once you have that clarity, then you're able to do all that. Ooh, and then they see it and they're like, dang, I like that. I want to check them out. What are they about? So get that clarity.
Yes. The number two thing, we've already talked about it. For first is clarity. Number two is contribution.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about just contributing by going, okay, we're going to make a campaign and we want people to receive something. So let's put out an ebook. Let's put out a, and just kind of guess. Because you want the clarity on how. What do they resonate with? What is going to connect with them?
What do they contribution, need? What kind of information do they need? And what kind of information, content are they wanting to consume? And, and really kind of focusing in on, now that you know your what is it that they're hungry for? What is it that the information that they need to, whatever it is for your industry, that they need to do better, to get to where they want to go, to solve their problem?
That's a great point.
What is it?
Great point, love.
Yeah, thanks, babe.
There was a question too that came to my heart yesterday that I really was like, whoa, that's what we should be asking as well, is ask yourself.
That was a good question.
What do you see yourself being the highest value to resonate, but also to benefit, right? Those that you want to dial yourself in and you see being a great fit, who you want to serve, and how can you serve them to your highest ability? Not just, yeah, well, what if I did this for them? Because then they'll resonate and then maybe they'll buy my bigger package or grow with me as we go. We want you to say, hey, ask yourself, what is it that's the highest value you can do, donate and put in right now, contribute right now, right? And really have them go, whoa. Give them that wow factor. Like, you're giving them your all.
Yeah, and don't sacrifice, be afraid right? to do that. I know that some people are like, oh, but that's giving away my secret sauce or my stuff or my, like, then why are they going to want to come and work with me later if I give them this information? And actually, that's backwards. It seems kind of like, oh, but you shouldn't tell them the stuff until they buy with you. But no, it's like, right. Give it out, let them marinate on it, let them digest it, because most people, they're not going to be able to do it on themselves or achieve those kind of results without you. So don't be afraid of just that giving mentality, that giving and helping mentality. So
Huge. We've seen so many people do so well because they're willing to tell them their secret, right? Hey, here's my secret. But it really isn't a secret. It's something that's usually been done years and years and years. 10 years back, it's probably the same thing, same process, same thing, but it's working well. And so you're just sharing, hey, this is what's working well. This is what's awesome with us. Bam. Not only do they feel like, hey, I built some trust here.
Yeah.
You're giving me a little more insight. I don't have this, like, oh, what's really going on behind the scenes back there, right? So that's a huge way. Number three, let's jump into number three. Okay, so consistency. We got a ton for you guys.
I know.
So number three, consistency.
Yes, consistency.
Constant. Remember that word, constant. Plug that into your mind. Consistency. So you're doing this and tapping. It's not something that you're going to all of a sudden be like, okay, I'm going to put out this push of 15 things and then I'm off. And then I can just sit back and soak it up.
Yeah, warrior marketing is think about this it's like a shift in your business model.
Yeah.
The shift is. In your complete shift. It's not just in marketing. It's like, this is how we do business. Mm-hmm. We are constantly putting out high quality content for our tribe, for our clients, for our potential clients.
Totally.
It's that mindset shift of, it's kind of like when you make that choice to work out and get in shape. It's we all know that if you just work out really hard for 3 weeks and you lose that 5 or 10 pounds and you start seeing those abs and you're like, yes. But then after those 3 weeks, you go back to eating pizza, you go back no exercise and drinking that sodas and all. Anyways.
We've all been there.
Yeah. If you go back after those 3 weeks, though, you know you're going to start, those abs that you started to see are going to start to soften and
it might get squishy in the middle zone, especially if you're binge watching Netflix and you're just like,
all the chips.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. And so we know that then those 5 pounds, 10 pounds are probably going to come back on. The squishiness is going to happen. But if you just make exercising and eating right a way of life for the rest of your life, you're set. And that's the same thing with warrior marketing. It's a mindset shift. It's a way of doing business shift.
Truly.
And just being like, we are going to be a company. We are going to be a business that gives back, that plants seeds, and that is constantly putting out high-value content to our tribe. So.
Truly, truly. And then here comes number four, which we don't want to neglect.
Yes.
It's so many times we've thought, these are the key things, but there's one more element, right? And that is commitment to excellence. Mm. So all those other things are awesome, but if you're just dropping stuff that is not your best, like we talked about, it's just, you know what? I've got this little extra side note thing that I've been working on, and I want to try and attempt to put it out there, and you just kind of throw it out there with shabby value, quality is low. No one's going to, I mean, there are people that are going to resonate with that, but are you going to connect with the people you want to work with, right? The people that are going to be attracted to your brand, that you really want to be like, I'm committed to them as well. Think about that.
Yeah.
Committed to excellence.
Absolutely. And we were just reading an article over the weekend, and it was about all of these big brands that had been staple brands for so many years, and they're all just in decline. And Mike and I were talking about it, and we're like, dude, what is it that they just, like, what, and then why are they just in total decline? They had all the money, all the resources. Like, why the heck aren't they continuing to grow? And we both were just like, they got to the top and then they just coasted. They just coasted. There was no commitment to excellence as new technology came out, as new information, new studies about, you know, nutrition. Some of them are food brands. So it's like new information about, you know, nutrition and stuff. They didn't change. They just were like, we're good. We're at the top. We're going to coast.
Getting cozy.
And then what happens over the long run?
Yeah.
When you don't have that commitment to excellence, that commitment to growth. So,
dude, and they are big names. Big names that we all know.
And we grew up with.
Big stores, big shops, took over the whole, like, globe or even, like, national with places and took over regions. And you're just like, boom, shock factor. Guess what? You need to wake up. And some of these guys now are starting to shift. Oh, we better catch on. And they're trying to grab trends that are happening it's just too late. It's like, make some quick shifts. And then boom, next thing you know, they're closing up shop and it's big boys. So it's crazy. It's crazy to see. We've changed the culture. The culture is no longer the same.
No
longer about
that. You can't just cruise. So if you're cruising, it's time to get out of cruise control. But I know that you guys who are watching us at 7, whatever in the morning on a Monday, you guys aren't cruisers. And so you're going to just continue to
That's right. You're not the average crowd.
Nope.
No way. You're mavericks. So we want to make sure to also hit on this. Who this is for. Making sure you're doing where you're marketing the right way. So if you are the gritty, right? If you are the type to get her done, you want to get in there and get crazy. No complaining. No, hey, I don't know if I have the time. Doubters, right?
How am I going to get out? Like you said, oh, this is too overwhelming.
Yes.
Not for you. Nope. You've got to be the ones that are like, you know what? It might be a big challenge. It might be some work, but I'm going to tackle this each day, a little bit at a time.
Right, and you're going to give your best, the best every day. So number two, we want to make sure this is for those who are understanding the universal truth of sowing and reaping. Mm. You cannot, that is a known fact, been gone on for years and years and years, right? That when you're able to go and put into someone, if you're able to give to someone, if you're able to donate time, or, you know, we've seen some great things happen for companies who said, you know what, we're just going to commit ourselves to literally going down to the local area and we're going to paint fences and fix the exterior of their buildings and make them help them look good. And this was a nonprofit. They're like, they're just wanting to share love, right? Do something right. Boom. Mm-hmm. The impact made them grow because people realize, wow, you're going to do that for me for nothing, for free?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Number three, you want to hit on number three?
Yeah. Warrior Marketing is for those who are driven by purpose. Mm-hmm. So your brand is an extension of your life's calling. If you are just wanting to start something, you're a serial entrepreneur and you just want to start something to make an additional revenue stream,
right?
This probably isn't going to be the best fit for you because this is going to be for those who are like, I'm willing to put in the time, the dedication, all of the hours, all of the stuff that it's going to take to get this really going because I'm driven by this purpose. Bam. Because I believe this is my life's work and I'm passionate about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm passionate about learning about it. I'm passionate about doing this with excellence. I'm passionate about just really putting my best out there. So
That's right. Yeah, we're on four. Woo-hoo. Right. And it is for those who want to build a brand, right? Not just a business, not a commodity, but a brand for the long haul. You're going to go the distance, no get rich quick schemes, or those of you that are like, hey, I want to launch this, make millions within weeks, and I'm done. Then I sell my business and I'm like, soak it up on the islands. Okay, cool. For those of you who want to do that, go get it. Go after it. That's all you. We're not saying it's wrong. We just don't see that being a brand that's going to go the long haul. It's going to be there as a legacy for your future. Right, for your children's children and the children's children and generations to come, because that is what we're about.
Yeah, that's what the process is going to require. That's why it's for the purpose-driven, for those who understand sowing and reaping, that you understand that you plant seeds, and then eventually you're going to see a great harvest. But it's not that, like, instant oatmeal marketing or instant, like, whatever, minute rice marketing. Right. That's not what it is. Those quick marketing things, they're trends, and it puts you in the trend and your brand in the trend category when you go after and you market in those tactics. So, which we'll get into later in the series. But all right.
Yeah, I want to talk about our own prime example.
We have a lovely little painful story for y'all.
Ouchie. Ready for the ouchie?
No.
Pull the Band-Aid real fast. Oh, my. Okay, so we will never forget. There's some life lessons, right? And this is what we want to save you from, from drama, stuff like this, that can do some damage. We've had to do damage control afterward, right? Because it is painful. It really is. Down to the heart. And that's what we want to save you from drama that's going to affect your life. It's going to hit you where it matters to, as well as the marriages can be affected. We've been in working in systems and environments together since day one. And when the money you put out there, you hope is going to do what it's going to do, it doesn't. Whew.
Ow.
Ouchie.
It's like a kick to the gut or to...
Yes, your bank account will feel it, your pocket will feel it, and your marriage will usually go, I need to do some serious repair. But the thing is definitely we want something that's going to work for you. We want you to avoid these pits. Jump over that by listening in and putting and applying so that you don't.
Yep.
So, huge lesson.
Huge.
Right?
Huge.
So we'll never forget this. Do you want to start sharing the...
I can start the beginning part. You can start the out part.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Just like Mike said, most lessons in life that are painful are the ones we don't forget. And this one was painful on our time and our money. Yeah. And we listened to what the marketing gurus recommend, which is, you build out a course. and then you drive it. And drive traffic to that course with ads. We'll just say we followed the advice.
Right. Seemed like it was the right choice.
Yeah. And for us, it was not. It was painful, you guys. It was painful.
Yeah. So it was kind of like this too, because it wasn't just a overnight thing. Excuse me, because we're not about that. Mm-hmm. We wanted to build this huge system that's going to really bless people.
Yeah.
And we put our best work. We put in a good year of planning and
creating
production. And yes, so this current course is mega, right? It's awesome. We're super proud of it. We're amped. And now we wanted to get in people's hands. So we put out the ads. We put out the drive. We took and drove traffic to it. And we made sure that people were getting it. And we got a ton of people signed up. We started to share. And then... Silence. Crickets.
You guys, zero return on thousands of dollars investment into ads. And so the point is, it is that ads, if you think you're just going to create something and then throw ads at it, it's not the thing. And then it didn't work for us. We've seen it not work for other companies. No, it does work for some people. We're not going to say this is the, never do ads. That's not what we're saying here. That is not what we're saying here.
Right.
We're just saying that what we have seen work the best for driving sales and driving your brand forward is content marketing.
Yes.
Getting good content out consistently on a regular basis. So.
Right.
These things that we do, these weekly videos, we love them. They're givebacks, but I will say they drive business.
Right.
I'm just going to be honest.
Truly.
This kind of stuff, we get our best clients are from referrals from already had past clients.
Obviously, everybody gets
and
that.
And then people who see us on these videos or the other content we put out.
Right.
And then either they sign up for us, but what happens a lot of times is they tell someone about something they saw on here, and then they contact us.
Yes.
And so we're telling you, so Warrior Marketing has been birthed out of trial and error of both sides.
True.
So we want to just say, and we're not saying we're never going to do ads recommend
Those
ads.
They're useful. Yeah.
They are useful, but in conjunction with consistent content marketing, you guys. So just wanted to make that clarification.
That's right. So that's the hugest thing. We just don't want you guys to be affected by losing this hard-earned giant bundle of cash, especially on the context of when you want to drive traffic, you've got to be able to drop a big penny. So you're not just putting out there $5 a day per day for 5 days, like on Facebook, where they say, hey, just promote this real quick. Let's boost your post. And it's only going to cost you $1 a day. You know, well, here's the thing. It's only going to reach so far. You don't know who your, you know, target demographic is if you haven't actually thought that through. A lot of people talk about the avatar and you're like, wait a minute. Wait. Are you wanting to connect with people or you just want to go connect with an avatar who might be? And that's why we say, go back to our, if you need to, go back and listen to our series previous to get the who dialed in, who you speaking to, right? Then you know what creative side, how are they wired? What is their mindset? What should I really be giving them? And it is the contribution side,
absolutely,
right? Because there is a use for ads. There is. I feel like we've been bagging on it a lot, but here's the thing. There's a place for them.
There is a place for them. But don't just think, we see people do this all the time like we did in the past, which is just create something or just get a campaign where I'm dumping thousands of dollars a week into this and expecting to see a huge ROI.
Right.
Normally those people who we've seen, we've tried, they don't experience it.
Yeah.
But the ones who do see the ROI are the ones who are joining and marrying their ad campaigns that they do with their content marketing strategies.
True.
So, and they're actually, the content marketing strategies normally outperform, in the long run, outperform
exactly
the ads.
They do.
So.
Every time. And expect, if you're ready to do this and you've got this gradual, like this, we call it the, you know, a value ladder. A lot of people kind of terminology of the, you know, tech talk. Value ladder. Make sure you built that out. And it has stages so people can graduate in and jump in and go upward. And that's fine. That's totally cool.
But we a lot have of times, one.
Right, we do. We have something built out. But we're not focusing on the value ladder necessarily. We put things in place for people to grow and grab onto and take advantage of. And we're more willing, and that's the thing we've learned, is to give them the access. Say, hey, take advantage of that. Take a look at it. Make sure it does soak up with you. Because if it does, then we line up well.
Yep.
You know, then you get us and we get you.
Totally.
Otherwise, it's all good. If you're not into it, we're not trying to push anything on anybody. But one thing for sure is if you are going to do ads, it's another factor is you better be ready to drop $5,000 a week.
And upwards of
that. Just to get the people that you, again, the opposite side of the search, you're trying to bring those people in that you want to connect with. And the majority of those will drop off. They'll get the free stuff if you want to donate. And then they'll be like, a very small percentage that are actually going to commit and continue on. So be ready.
Be ready. And we kind of cringe a lot when we see online gurus saying, oh, well, look at, you can get this results and this results and this results. But they're not being transparent about the amount of money being dumped into these campaigns to receive those results. So just, we want to open your eyes to, and most of you probably already have your eyes open. You're aware of this.
Yes, that's true.
But for any of you who don't, just be aware of that fact.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Something like that is... you know, compared to like you put in some great notes last night. We want to make sure we hit on, we don't neglect.
Yeah.
That saving you. We want to make sure we're saving you money, saving you effort, saving you time, right? What the most valuable thing of all everybody's, you know, life is time. We make sure that time, the most valuable thing to spend with family, friends, people you love, that's the most important thing. So imagine saving all that so you can spend that time where the quality where it should be. You're prioritizing that.
But it's going to, we want you to save time through just saving saving money.
Right.
Just be doing, making wise decisions.
Right.
And because content marketing does take some energy.
Yep.
But once you, the cool thing, I see that you're getting to it, is the difference between, we have this example, the difference between if you just do ad-driven marketing compared to content-driven marketing. It's kind of like, I'm sure you guys have all heard that story of financial advisors love to tell this story about okay, if you were to save money, have started saving money when you were 18 and put away, what is it, $200 a month into this kind of, what I don't know, savings kind of savings are
mutual funds.
Mutual funds. Thank you. Then if he does it consistently,
right,
by the time he's 50, he's a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
But whereas this other sorry sap who didn't start saving until later in life and saved the same amount of money but just saved it in his bank account, right, he was only able to save, you know, $100,000 or maybe $200,000. And so that difference, I'm sure you guys have all heard it, and then you're sitting there and you're like, why didn't I start saving when I was 18? Anyways.
Did you say sorry sap?
I said sorry sap.
That's so classic.
Sorry sap.
Making me think of like the old British dudes we met and like the hardcore part of town, like their strong accent just... what was that? What was the big one of the biggest ones was saying the sorry sap.
But that's not the point. I love it. Oh, bro, my goodness.
Sorry sap.
Yeah, we don't want you guys to be like the sorry saps.
No.
We want you to be like the guy who started investing. What we're talking about, we're not talking necessarily about investing your money per se. It's more about investing your time.
Yes.
Your knowledge, your expertise.
Yeah.
Into creating awesome content and doing it consistently. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. When you do an ad campaign, as soon as that money is spent, that push is done. Whereas if you're constantly creating high quality content, that's there forever.
Right.
And it only gains traction, more and more traction over time. And the more you put out, the more traction you're able to see. It's kind of like, that's why Mike said it. This is for those who understand the whole sowing and reaping situation. Is because content marketing, look at those, every blog post, every podcast, every video you put out is a seed, is a seed. The more seeds you put out, the greater harvest you're going to see. But the key is consistency. If you just are doing it like,
totally.
I mean, think about if you were planting a field and you only put like one seed there and then maybe a month or two later you put another seed there and then 6 months later you put a seed there.
Dude.
What's going to happen? You're not going to see that consistent harvest. It's going to be like this sorry sap looking field. I'm just kidding. Sorry looking field. And so it can. That's why consistency or those really all four elements is so important that Mike talked about.
Totally huge. We've heard a great analogy too. I'd like to share. Make sure we don't forget.
Is go for it.
Those that have put in the time, right? But doing it efficiently. So figuring out the best way we can advise. If you guys, again, I want to make sure. Post any comments, any advice you have that you've
questions
learned.
Questions that you've had.
Glad to hit on
sad stories that you've... I'm just kidding.
We want to hear all the drama too. But no, but actually that's helpful. If you want to, if you're willing to, awesome. If you're open to doing that, being vulnerable enough to share, guess what? There's going to be other people that are on here that are us as well that want to hear. Maybe you've gone through something we don't know, and we don't know what we don't know until we know. So if you share, we'll be like, whoa, maybe we need to think about that as well. Please, please. And we can give you advice too. We're going to get to this later. We're about to get there, but I want to make sure the analogy of this story was there's a guy who is basically thinking this through on a context of being a kid and eating a watermelon. And he would go and obviously that was his favorite thing. He'd go pick up a watermelon at the store. And his parents would be like, you want your own mini watermelon just for you. Okay. But he would be so stoked, go home, chop it up, and be like, oh. And then the fun thing about it is you could take the watermelon and you can spit the seeds at his sister, right? And just be like, annoy her. And he says, and that's fun. But then I thought about it. That seed, boom, they're already ready to go. All I had to do is drop these seeds. So I bought one watermelon. I drop the seeds into a little plot of area. Next thing you know, he has a watermelon that grows. Then he starts thinking, wow, what if I grew a few more? I could have a little patch of watermelons. I don't have to go to the store again. And that was his mentality. But that is so true. When you can plant those seeds.
So good, babe. So
good. Set yourself up with this like nice arena, right? An area where you can grow your own patch. Boom. Then he starts thinking bigger after that. As he's starting to get older, he's starting to think, I can turn this to a small business. Mm-hmm. I could sell watermelons on my corner. I don't have to go to the store. For one, I grow my own. I sell them on the street corner, make some cash, right? And then he's like, maybe I can recruit some teams and people can help me. And then I grow a bigger farm and I can, boom, I could be the one supplying. So it was amazing. And I thought about that. That spoke to us both.
That's so good. Huge. Thank you for bringing that up, honey. That's so good. And that's really what Warrior Marketing is about. It is. It's about, instead of going to the store and constantly having to buy a watermelon, which is ad-driven marketing.
Yes.
You're getting that watermelon. You're taking what you have, those seeds that you have, and you're going to plant them. And the key here, too, is he didn't go and plant them all around the neighborhood. And that's why we say clarity. So you're going to want, when we say planting seeds for content marketing, don't be all over the place. Get that clarity. Know where you're planting. So don't jump and be like, oh, I'm going to try Instagram to this week, and then I'm going to jump over here and try Snapchat. You might, to be honest, you might have to test it a little bit in the beginning, but don't be one of those jumpers, kind of test options. It if you need to, if you don't know which platform is the best for you, and then plant those seeds consistently there. You can still post what you're doing on one platform to all the other platforms if you want to, but don't be jumping around planting your seeds all over the place. Get your field.
Mm-hmm.
Start planting those seeds and do it consistently.
Totally. And feel free to send questions because we'd love to advise. Yes. We've been able to work with, and that's the thing, building the brand from scratch, getting the foundation right, knowing the who, the you, all that, the why, all this dialed in so that when you go to put out campaigns and do ads or do some type of content, what type of content resonates best, that's huge. We can help you if you need to fine-tune that. Like, I'm trying this, but it's really kind of dwindling or not doing so well. We'd love to help. Just ask. We would love to answer any questions.
Absolutely.
Then we want to make sure, before, as a closing, because we've already hit the mark.
Oh, yeah.
We want to close up, quit here before we get ahead, and just mention that out of this series, we're going to continue on. And we want you guys to get the most out of this series. This is just day one, right?
Yeah.
Of this 5-part series, and we're excited because we're going to go and take you through these next steps as well. So want to make sure that you're aware. We're going to take for ourselves.
Yes.
This is one thing I want you to hit on.
Yeah. So this is what you're going to get out of the what's ahead. What's ahead on this Warrior Marketing series.
Right.
So today we really felt like we needed to discuss what Warrior Marketing is and what it's not. And hopefully out of all of this, you've understood. I feel like if you remember anything, remember the watermelon analogy. That was so great, babe.
Right on.
So what we're going to do is we're going to map out, we're going to help walk you through how we map out these Warrior Marketing. It's a plan.
Yep.
That's what this is. It's very tactical. It's very strategic. But it's also what I love. The beauty of it is to use what you got.
Yes.
It's use what you got, do what you have available with you, and start there.
Right.
So we're going to help you map out.
Exactly. Just like the military guys, there's a leader, a captain, that is told by this, like from up high, we're going to do this strategy because we plotted it all out. We know how to get you guys in there. Then they execute. Tell the team, boom, they execute. They go in, they take care of business, and they get out. Done.
Yep.
And they make sure that every step of the way, they are committed 100%, right? All in. So we want to make sure you guys have that same Warrior Marketing tactic and heart for this, because this is what it's going to take.
It is.
But if you do it with strategy, again, clarity first.
Clarity first.
Move forward. We're going to take you through how we create. We're also going to do that with our content. How do we create our content? We're going to let you know. You guys are going to be plugged into that and how we give and contribute to our key clients, key people we love.
Then we're going to keep it fun.
Yes.
We are going to show you ways to keep it fun, keep it real and fresh so you're not getting bored. And so it helps you stay consistent. We're going to give you our keys for making it fun, making it to where seriously we're already planning. We have the rest of the year and into 2020 plan already mapped out, and we're actually working on the next series as we're doing this one, and we're so amped for that one. We're like, oh my gosh, this one, and we're gonna do this and this. So we're gonna give you all of our tips, all of our stuff, nuggets for so that you stay amped. So you're like, oh my gosh, the next series and the next, I've got it all mapped out, and I'm so stoked and I'm amped for when I do this. So
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to encourage you to see for yourself as the leader. We want to see yourself as that leader going after it in your industry.
Totally.
To push past all the rest of the people that are trying to compete against you, right?
Yeah.
And put you into that work mode where you get there. You're going to get there.
Yeah.
We want to make sure you're committed to that excellence, not holding anything back, but giving your all, right?
Yeah.
That sacrifice, because you will see a return.
Absolutely.
That's the idea. Committing to excellence.
Yeah, we're going to be here cheering you on, encouraging you.
Yes.
Because you've got to see yourself as that leader,
right,
as the leader in your industry before you can actually take those steps.
Yes.
To getting there. So we're going to encourage you to see yourself as the leader, and then we're going to encourage you to get your butt in action and take those steps
right
to get there, because it's going to take action. It's
right
going to require action. You want to see change? What do you got to do? You got to change the way you're acting. Okay.
That's why we always start with today's the day to take action. If you're not ready for it, boom, don't commit. It's all good. We're not pushing you. We're not going to pressure you. You want to make sure you're in, because it's not for you if you're not up for all these four pieces.
Yep.
Right? Those four elements.
Yeah.
All right. So we're amped to go through this. We're fully excited. I don't know if you can tell. Internally, we're just like, woo.
It's not just caffeine. It's
not caffeine.
It's
excitement.
And we're excited for you guys.
Yes.
You guys can do this. You guys can do this. Remember,
right,
it's just one step at a time. Don't.
For sure.
You might be like, oh my gosh, doing Warrior Mountain marketing looks like a mountain in front of me. Don't worry about that. A mountain is climbed. I loved your post the other day about that.
Right,
if you have check out his post about climbing this crazy high thing.
Right,
it was done. He climbed this mountain one step at a time. Warrior Marketing, building a strong, solid content marketing campaign, and shifting that your business model to constantly be creating high quality content. It's done one step at a time.
That's
you
right
guys. You can do this.
That's
you
right
can do this.
So heads up, get ready for the next week, next series.
Woo-hoo!
Right? We were excited, we were amped for you, but don't ever forget that failure is not final. It is not fatal. It is not the end. So you might have struggled, you might have made mistakes, you might have gone through stuff and lost, like we described for ourselves, thousands, right? We put in a grip and lost that and gone nowhere, right? But there is.
But it was a huge lesson.
A lesson learned.
We aren't bitter because it
taught
us. Sorry. I was like, oh, that was the point. We forgot to mention. That money was a huge blessing. Like, it was a blessing. It was a lesson. We paid for a lesson of what not to do. And we learn and grew from it.
Oh,
so I love that you said about failure.
Consider that. We want to help you, again, moving forward, getting your business to be that powerful brand, right? Even if it's a personal brand, a personal thing. I'm like, I want to brand myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I've failed in some ways because I've tried different things and it just isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're here to help. We want to make sure you go past that point, being that person who builds their brand to be epic and go off in the warrior marketing style, right? And go beyond what you ever hoped for, beyond what you thought that was achievable, beyond your goals. And then here's the thing, aftermath, you'll see such great ROI, great return, great investments that you've planted that you're going to be blessed so you can bless others. You can give back and you can tell them, hey, this is what I've learned. I've learned from my hardships and I know that these are worth the time, no matter how hard it gets, right? And that's the thing with the warrior side, the warrior mentality. You do not give up,
you
no matter how hard it gets.
You do not give up. And like,
keep going.
If you think about those warrior, like I love what you said, and I know we're over, but it's so important for anyone.
Let's
can tune out if
it.
You don't need encouragement, but if you need encouragement, just think about those warriors that are out there that things might have gone wrong or something went amok. That was the only word I can think of.
Amok.
During the, I'm trying to wrap this up on the...
Boy.
It's I am British. Amok. No, I'm just kidding. Like when they're doing a mission and things didn't go as planned, but then what do? They adjust, they regroup, they recalibrate, and then they go after it again. They don't give up, you guys. And that's what we want to encourage you. Don't give up. If you if you failed, let's get back on it. If you
that's
tried
right.
it, you're like, oh, I've tried content marketing, I've tried blogging, but I never could stay consistent with it. forget it. Who cares? We're going to help. Let's start again. Mm-hmm. Start a new tactic. Start something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Start in a way that you're excited about. Okay. That's the done with the rant.
Love you, Brits.
Clearly.
We're not trying to make fun of you. I know. It's fun. We're energetic about it. We love that side of things. And we have something going, a partner of ours.
Yeah. We had told her that if she had memorized, so back a few series back, we did an I Am declaration or an I Am series.
Yeah.
And this gal, we read it every morning. And we told her when she memorized the main one, she could come on here and share it. So do you have it memorized?
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Maybe it's okay if you're nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
Just think about you're just saying it to mom and papa like you do in the morning.
So here I go.
Let's do it.
I am highly favored and unconditionally loved by God. I was made to win. I am strong and courageous. I do not fear. I do not hide from obstacles. I run them down and defeat them. I am an action taker. I know the actions I take today are laying the foundation for my future. I am committed to taking purposeful action today. I am committed to loving my family and being kind to those around
me. That's right.
I'm committed.
Oh, sorry.
I am committed to doing my best work in every area of my life. In my year, I'll rise and rise again till my purpose is fulfilled.
Woo! Great job, Bubba. We love you. We love you guys. Keep after it.
Yes, keep after it. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you got a ton out of it, and we will catch you on the next one. Until then, have a great one.